Ravens One-on-One has been presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.
Fans' perspective, it's so easy to get pumped up for a playoff game and be sky high and just let the emotions run wild. But Arthur, as we continue on Ravens One-on-One, talking with Arthur Jones, how much during the course of a playoff week do you have to limit your emotions and make sure you don't mentally play the game on a Thursday or a Friday?
Yeah, you really have to hone in during the week, you know, keep yourself composed and really, you know, study film and you know, we always say the game is played on Sunday. Well, this case is going to be played on Saturday, not Monday.
Yeah, don't play this one on Sunday.
Absolutely. You know, we're playing this one on Saturday, not Monday, throughout the week. And that's something we're definitely doing a good job. And, you know, we're fired up and you know, you don't want to peak too early.
Experience, which we've touched on, but is usually something that has a positive connotation. Last year in the AFC Championship, just a heartbreaking ending. How do you draw on that, or do you draw on that, knowing that whether it's the divisional playoffs, AFC Championship, or Super Bowl, you never want to experience that particular feeling again?
You know, you kind of, you know, it still hurts to this day, you know, but you have to let it go, and you have to move on. But you don't forget it, you know. You move on, but you definitely don't forget it, and you use as fuel to your fire, and you know, it's that time around again, and, you know, we don't want that to happen again, so we just, everyone's trying hard and selling out.
And I don't want to go too far in the future for you, but you're a young guy, you got a lot of years left to play in this league, and hopefully with the Baltimore Ravens.
Absolutely.
Next July, when you show up for training camp, 52 is not going to be here. How much does that motivate each member of this defense to make sure Saturday is not the last dance?
Yeah, it definitely, you know, if you saw the game last week, you know, how much fuel it brought to us and on all three phases. And, you know, something hopefully we can keep that carrying on and keep moving on. And, you know, this is his last go around, and we want to send him out the right way. You know, why not let him host that trophy up and fill that confetti that he always talks about?
He's the only guy on the team that saw the confetti come down in Super Bowl 35 back in February of 2001. It's an amazing thing when you think about the fact that he is the Ravens' history, and they're going to part ways at the end of this season. And then all of a sudden, new leadership has to emerge. Obviously, Terrell Suggs is a leader. Ed Reed, whether he comes back or not, he's a leader.
Haloti's
a leader. For a young guy like yourself, when you see the leader leaving, how much does it make you realize that there's another chapter of your career you have to step into and start to emerge as a leader, not just a player?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm not a rookie anymore. You know, next year I'll be going on my fourth year, and, you know, it's time to grow up. Like I said, last off season, you know, I knew the importance of this year of me stepping up, and, you know, it's now a new chapter for me, you know, to get bigger, get stronger, improve on the little things that I had errors on this year, and be more vocal and any way I can help to get us to the championship.
What do you know about playing in the NFL now that you would have never imagined your first day in the league?
That's a good question.
You've had to deal with success. You've had to deal with failure. You've had to deal with, I would imagine, a lot of false friends. You've had to deal with some demanding coaches. You've had to deal with good weather, bad weather, travel. What's been the biggest surprise?
A lot of false friends, I would say that, definitely. You know, a lot of people coming and going, you know, and people just popping up out of nowhere. And, you know, it's sad. Family members from, you know, never came and see me play. Well, a few came, but most of them haven't came to see me in college. Now I'm in the NFL, you know, people are popping up and they think these tickets are free. You know, we only get two comp tickets a game, and, you know, it can get expensive. You know, I learned that hard my rookie year, buying everyone tickets, and, you know, so.
All of a sudden, it's a light paycheck, and the closer you get to the Super Bowl, the more of those friends are going to show up. You know that, right?
That's when I changed my number.
There you go. Smart man.